Hello and welcome to Old Glory Network, your home for conservative thinking and common sense values. It seems to be a common theme in the vast population of American voters that some people just don't have a lot of common sense. We as voters are responsible for considering all angles of a candidate as well as the issues that they will face. Today we give you some of those things to ponder. Thank you for tuning in, and remember to never stop fighting for our great flag. Now, here is your host.
America. Wake up, America. It's time for another message of conservative thinking and common sense values. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for Old Glory Network Podcast. Our goal is to make Old Glory great again. Now, the title of my subject today is Some Things to Ponder. Trump supporters build things up. Biden and the Democrats destroy. Trump supporters open businesses. Biden closes businesses. Trump supporters defend the Constitution of the United States, and the Democrats and Biden ignore it. Trump supporters build with capitalism, and the Democrats destroy with socialism. Trump supporters foster opportunity for people. Democrats believe that government assistance is the way to go. Trump supporters promote personal responsibility, and Democrats see societal responsibility as the way to go. Now, Trump supporters believe in paying our own way, and Democrats and Biden believe in debt accumulation. Trump supporters believe in you eating by the sweat of your own brow. And Democrats believe that you eat by the sweat of our brow. Trump supporters believe in protesting peaceably. But Democrats believe death and destruction. Trump supporters believe in educational options, and Democrats by free public education that you are assigned. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, in the Bible, there's a story about Lot and his wife. And it's believed that Lot's wife turned to the left just before God turned her into salt. America needs to see the tax returns of senators and congresspersons who became millionaires while supposedly serving us. You know, my heroes are all black. Now, I am white. And all my heroes are black, except for my parents. And here are a few of the heroes that I mean. Thomas Sowell. And then Bob Woodson of the Woodson Institute. And then Shelby Steele and Walter Williams. And Carol M. Swain. Along with my parents. Now, what these people have been through to achieve greatness, and they're all great, is indescribable. But there's a long list of people that I greatly admire, and all of them have passed on from this world to the next, and they're all black and brown and white. And I'll give you a few of those. My former employers, a fellow by the name of Deb Howard and Doyle Venable and D.N. Nick Pope. And then motivational speakers that I had a personal relationship with all. And motivational speakers and trainers and authors. Starting with J. Douglas Edwards. At the time I knew him, was ranked the number two public speaker in the world. And Zig Ziglar and Paul Harvey, Ronald Reagan, Charlie Tremendous Jones, Governor Orville Faubus, Congressman Dale Alford, and our founding fathers. In addition, I greatly admired many in my family, such as my siblings and my uncles and aunts and grandparents. Plus, I had many members on my boards of directors that were great leaders and men of high honor and high achievement. As a businessman, I long for the good old days when all you had to worry about was productivity, employment, inflation, and interest rates. Now today, you have to worry about lawsuits and terrorism, environmentalism, more taxes, and costly new regulations on top of all the other items that I previously mentioned. And more terrorist attacks are coming. The unknowns are where, when, how, and how bad. The potential exists for terrorism so bad that it could kill our economy for years. Now, we cannot operate in fear. But we must not kid ourselves about the risk. And now we have homegrown terrorists, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, largely financed and trained by George Soros. You know, researchers in Finland have found that their is practically no man-made climate change. And there will be more to talk about this in next week's podcast. Now, to treat your facts with imagination is one thing. But to imagine your facts, well, that's another. And we've been witnessing that happening a lot lately in politics. But that quote, imagining your facts, was a quote from a plaintiff's attorney who at the moment he stated it was guilty of it. How about a little modern day politically correct parenting guideline? Parent, this is a conversation between a parent and a teacher. This politically correct parent says to the teacher, "You know, my little boy is so sensitive that you should never punish him. It will destroy his self-esteem. If he is ever naughty, just slap the boy next to him, and that will frighten him and accomplish your purpose." Well, that's today's politically correct parent. I never realized that God was a woman until I called Dial a Prayer and kept getting a busy signal. You know, there's only three countries that have the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Constitutionally, Mexico, Guatemala, and the United States of America. And that's it. The nations with the most firearms are Serbia,
Yemen,
Switzerland,
and Saudi Arabia.
Good day. Now, before we sign off today, we want to remind you that if you are a conservative, certainly you're going to want to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. But if you are not a conservative, then you need to listen. Call your friends and relatives and encourage them to listen, and then discuss the content together. Do your part to keep Old Glory great for your kids and grandkids. And if you love America, then help us keep it. Remember, you can order Kevin Dale Ahart's music on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, or Amazon. You can order his album called Cowboy's Revenge at Texana Records by texting INFO at krwoodproductions.com or calling area code 512-203-7921. Also, K.R. Wood has some great cowboy music and Western history. Now, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, which is no cost to you, and leave a 5-star review. Visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com. We hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, and happy trails till we meet again next week.